As a house call veterinarian in Boulder, Colorado, Pete Rogers drives around all day, sometimes to noisy clients. But the vehicle he's driving is as quiet as his family cat.
He makes the same sound as the electric car running, just a very light purr.
Rogers is the proud new owner of an all-electric pickup truck. Its 100-kilometer range easily covers his daily travel. To recharge it, he plugs it in overnight.
Basically, it just has a cord. This isn't rocket science. You have a cord and you plug your car in and it charges.
He says this car reduces his use of fossil fuels and his contribution to global warming. His decision is even greener thanks to his rooftop solar panels.
You know, it'll be charged at night at the home using the energy that's come in during the day from the sun.
The automotive industry doesn't make this vehicle. So Rogers went to a local auto shop called Nobo Motors that replaced his truck's gas engine with an electric one. As for power, there are 24 golf cart batteries under the truck bed. In the 1990s, General Motors produced a limited number of all-electric plug-in cars with a range that's similar to Rogers' truck. But before they became widely available, company officials decided to stop production. They recalled the roughly 1,000 electric cars and crushed them. A 2006 documentary called Who Killed the Electric Car explores the reasons behind the move.
So I sort of was the automotive insider for the film, and then later became a bit of an activist trying to save the cars.
Chelsea Sexton, who stars in the documentary, now leads the electric car advocacy group Plug-in America. Today she's in Boulder at Hybrids Plus to see if the small auto shop can help her with her mission.
I want to see cars back on the road. I want to see them being built by, you know, the independent folks that aren't going to wait for Detroit to do it.
At first glance, most of the cars at Hybrids Plus look like any other Toyota Prius, the best-selling hybrid in the world. The gas-powered vehicle with a supplemental electric engine gets around 21 kilometers per liter. That's pretty efficient, but Sexton says Hybrids Plus is making these cars even better. The company is adding the ability to charge the engine by plugging it into an electric outlet in the owner's home, creating a versatile driving machine.
One car that has a certain amount of all-electric range and also a backup hybrid system for when you need to go long distances. So Monday through Friday, no gasoline, and then on the weekends, you have the best of both worlds.
Thanks to a lithium battery, the converted cars from Hybrids Plus are capable of traveling 50 kilometers with non-polluting, quiet electric power. When running in a blended mode using gasoline and electricity, the vehicles get over 42 kilometers per liter. Lithium battery packs are so new, right now they must be made by hand. That's a big reason why converting a Prius to a plug-in currently costs more than the car itself. But Dave Turok, who has purchased a conversion, says that encouraging this technology is worth the money.
If people would drive these plug-in hybrids, we could virtually eliminate the oil that America purchases from the Middle East. And we know that some amount of those oil dollars that are going over there are funding many of these terrorist movements. Perhaps we wouldn't have situations like we have in Iraq now. And at the very least, it's going to clean up the environment, right? It's a good thing for many different dimensions, and it's something that's here now.
But you won't see these vehicles on any car dealer's lot. As Tom Turrentine, director of the Plug-in Hybrid Center at UC Davis in California, explains, traditional automakers are often slow to adopt new ideas.
They may modify it, the shape of a fender or maybe change the engine design a little bit, but oftentimes they don't make that big of changes quickly.
He says small shops, like Hybrids Plus, are challenging Detroit to move faster.
It's proven the concept, and I think that that's probably accelerated things by 5 or 6 years. That's been great.
Now GM, the company that crushed electric cars, is planning two new models that can be filled with gas or plugged in. The Chevy Volt is scheduled to ship in 2010. Project manager Tony Posawatz says the company needs that time to scale up production.
I think ultimately what people want is higher volume application, because that's really when you make a dent in the petroleum usage pattern that exists.
Chelsea Sexton says the Volt looks great, but with time on her mind, she's recommending cars like these at Hybrids Plus.
We can't afford to wait. I mean, it takes at least 10 years to turn over the vehicle fleet in this country. All the more reason we have to start today.
Meanwhile, the federal government has just proposed $28 million for the promotion of plug-in technologies. And California-based Tesla Motors has introduced a high-performance, luxury electric sports car. For VOA News Now, I'm Shelley Schlender in Boulder, Colorado.